Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Investment advice provided on the following program is on an individual basis. Listeners should not consider today's discussion as a recommendation for any investment and should carefully evaluate before investing. This is your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hello and welcome to the show, Your Real Estate Today. It's Paul Jamison, your host. I'm glad you're with us today. It is an exciting Saturday. We're excited to talk with you. We've got so much to cover today. And, of course, we're going to also bring on Sandy Dickinson for the mortgage update. That'll be coming up in the next segment. But I really want to talk to you today about what's going on in our market. Some tips and tricks I've got for listings, as well as we're going to do some things today that we haven't done in a while. We're going to do some things in property management. We're going to talk a little bit about property management and go through a few things. I'm going to reference a couple chapters in my book that you can also go back and do some further research on. If you don't have it, you all know how to get it at pauljamison.com. I'll send you an autographed copy, pauljamison.com, or an autographed copy will come. Or you can get it on Amazon Prime. You can get it there as well. So it's available for you. But it's called Opportunity is Knocking. All right. So for those that don't know me, if you're a first-time listener, I am the owner of the Jamison family of companies. That's Realty, Property Management, and Property Investments. Again, we're excited to have that opportunity, even in this market with you, and you're going to find out today why. So I always start the show with what I learned this week. And I can say for a guy who's over 60 years old, every time I learn something, I'm thankful. I'm learning something every day, and I'm excited about learning, and it gets me up in the morning. And when my feet hit the floor, most of the lessons I learn, I like, some I don't. That's just life, right? So here we go. All right. First of all, you're going to roll your eyes, but that's all right. Good houses bring good prices. This week I had two listings that went into multiple offer over asking price. I want to tell you, if you are interested in getting your listing out there, this is the time to do that. And if you prepare it correctly, and if you prepare your listing to be ready, it's going to sell. It's going to sell for over asking price. It's going to sell for a great number, and it will allow you in multiple offer to be selective about who you go into business with. You know, let me just tell you, in this market, great agents working together get great deals done. And who the agent on the other side is, really, it really matters. I can tell you right now that when I am asked by a seller or even a buyer who the other agent is, what do I think about them? What do I know about them? How are they to deal with? Have I ever done a transaction with them before? it all plays into the equation of the process. And I'm just telling you, who the other agent is matters. All right? So, next, we get confirmation on the pricing. When you go out and do an appraisal on a property that's very unique and you have confirmation of what that pricing should be, here's what I see a lot of agents do. It's like a little mini setup play, right? They'll say, you know, I ran comps on your listing and I'm not seeing comps that compare to the pricing for which you have put it out there. Here's a little something-something. When you can go into that scenario and you can say, we just did an appraisal. Oh, really? How old is that appraisal? 3 days. That is a great way to get a little bit of silence on the other side. Here's what they get. Oh, that's great. Will you share it with me? How about this? No. How about this? I will if I need to. You know what I'm saying? Confirmation on pricing, if you have a unique piece of property, is always a great benefit. How you market the property matters. By gosh, people, a sign in the yard with your high school picture on it is not going to get it done. I saw somebody's, I'm not going to call out who they were. I did see somebody's sign sitting out in front of the yard. It's an agent I happen to know. And I got to tell you, in high school, she was a hottie. She's 65 years old. She did not look like that picture at all. Let me just tell you, she didn't have blue hair in high school. That's what I'm thinking. I'm just kidding. It's kind of silvery blue. Anyway, TJ, my producer, is ready to kick me right now. He's kicking me under the studio thing there. All right. Here's another thing. When buyers call me and they have an agent, I get a little bit concerned. I had one that texted me at 12:45 a.m. about a listing. I got to see it. I got to see it now. I got to see it. Do you have an agent? Question mark? If you're going to text me at 12:45 a.m., jeez, I go to bed at 8. What are you kidding? So, you know, then the agent calls with an area code from Florida. It's obvious you ain't from around here. Oh, my gosh. Come on, people. All right. Who the inspector is matters. That is a huge thing. And let me tell you something. If you're in a multiple offer situation, who the inspector is matters. There are a tremendous supply of home inspectors that all have very unique philosophies about how they write the report. Now, I've been around long enough to know most of those guys, and most of them are awesome. However, there are a few, F-E-W, few, or P-H-E-W, depending on where you're from, that put these reports out, and they literally just destroy any kind of real estate deal. Now, I will tell you, Preston Sandlin, Home Inspection Carolina, his team, they get it. He works with realtors. He corresponds with realtors. He has his real estate license. He buys and sells real estate. He understands the importance of a clear, concise report that is not set there to make you puff up. It isn't the more pages, the more money you get. It's how accurate is the information and what's important and what's not. All right. Who the lender is matters. You know, I read every single one of those letters, and in the next segment, you're going to hear from Sandy. And let me just tell you, her letters, when you get them, you know the person's been vetted. You know the person is qualified. You know she's going to do everything she can to get it closed on time And let's say we get another letter from a company that starts with Q, Quicken. Oh, did I say it out loud? TJ, darn. Yeah, what do they call that, rocket mortgage? Let me just tell you, most of the time the rocket is North Korean. It's a dud. And I'll just tell you, online letters don't mean squattily squat. And when I look at them, I tell that to my clients because I've been through enough transactions. We want somebody, no offense, Sandy, that we can put our hands around their neck if we got a problem. That's the kind of lender you want. You want somebody local. You want somebody that gets it done. And you got somebody with a track record that's been in the business more than a week. All right? That's important as well. If you don't ask questions, don't send the offer, and especially in multiple offer. You know why? You're not doing your buyers a service, and more than likely, you're going to lose. Good agents pick up the phone, and who the buyer is also matters. If they act bad up front, they're going to act bad later. And when we get back from the break, I'm going to tell you about something I have never done before in the history of working with buyers and sellers. So we're on the show, Your Real Estate Today. I'm Paul Jamison, your host. We've got Sandy coming up with a mortgage update. The show, Your Real Estate Today. Stay with us on News Talk 1110-99.3 WBT. Welcome back to Show Your Real Estate Today. Paul Jamison here with you. Thanks for sharing your Saturday with us. We hope that we'll provide you with information that you can use. If you're interested in buying, selling, investing in real estate, or if you just enjoy talking about it, we're here to provide you some great information. I'm Paul Jamison with the Jamison family of companies. That's Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, Jamison Property Investments. Been in the studio here at BT for a long, long time. You can listen to us or watch us in different various venues. You can listen to us on WBT.com anytime. Just go to Shows tab and look up the podcast for Your Real Estate Today. You can jump on radio.com or you can go to my YouTube channel at Jamison Realty. All right, and enjoy watching us on the screen and watching all the hand gestures and the waving and everything that I do that my guests always get to watch. I think there's blurs on the screen. A couple of them have laid over in panic attacks thinking I'm going to whack them. But anyway, at the break, to finish up, before we go to Sandy with Dickinson with Summit Funding, I told you when we got back from the break, I was going to tell you a story of something that I did that I have never done before representing a seller. All right, so here's what it did. We were in a multiple offer situation last week. Home was on the market 48 hours. We had multiple offers. We had tremendous demand. People were calling me and texting me at all hours of the night. And we narrowed down our offers to two. During that time, we began to have discussions with both of the agents and chatting with them, not presenting counteroffers, but having discussion. After another 30 minutes of discussion with my sellers, we got it down to the final one that we were going to choose. And I made a request on behalf of my sellers. I asked the buyer agent if they would be open to, with him on the call, me discussing a couple of my sellers' concerns with the buyers on a conference call. Now, have I incidentally met buyers and sellers sometimes when I'm in and out of showings? Yes. But this call was specifically at the request of my seller to talk to the buyers around a couple of very sensitive subjects, one of which I told you about in the last segment. When we do an inspection, I asked the new buyers, what are your feelings about repairs and expectations? Now, the agent was on the call. He had agreed. They had agreed. And here's what the buyer said. We are only interested in major or mechanical issues related to this purchase. And I said, that's great. Can you give me an example of what that would be? And they said, well, if the HVAC or heating and air is not operating as intended, if the roof has a leak, if the plumbing has a leak, anything related to the systems of the home not functioning as they intend, we want those things fixed. So I said, do you consider, for example, the fact that this house was built X number of years ago and the codes of then are not the codes of now? Because an inspector is expected to notify or make note of the code changes to get it current to today. Like, for example, the distance between the deck railings has changed from way back to now because little kids kept getting their heads stuck in them. I think that's funny, but most of the time. But they said, oh, no, yeah. She said, heating and air, roof, plumbing, electrical, and here around these things. I said, okay, that makes sense to me. Then I asked them one other question, and then I asked them one thing. What did you love the most about the house? That really told me where they were and the answer of where they were. And the wife spoke the whole time. The husband just said a couple of words, but everyone was in agreement. The home, they loved it, and it was a great way to get a good result. And, you know, it just made everybody feel better. Sometimes buyers and sellers do talk, but not at that stage of the process. All right? Okay, Sandy. How are you?
Yes, I'm good.
Good. I've got Sandy Dickinson on the phone with Summit Funding. Sandy, I need a mortgage update. What's going on today?
Okay, so today the stocks are down. There's a lot of fear or a little fear due to the increases in the COVID virus. And the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, came out and said that the growth in 2020 would be down about 0.49%. And that in 2021 that we would have a sluggish recovery. So because of some of that fear, the stock market's down a little bit. The bond market is flat. And what all that means is basically rates are going to stay low. So that's terrific. We love that rates are staying low.
Oh, yeah.
Mortgage applications are down 3% for purchases.
For the year or for just this month?
No, just for this last month. They were over year over year, they're up 18%. So we're still, you know, refis are down a little bit, but it's more because the lenders are just full capacity. Like everybody is so busy that they're basically their support staff is they can't keep up. So and they're just really, really busy. So I would say that refi thing, there's still a lot of people that need to refi, so or that can, so that will still stay steady, and purchases are great. And finally, we for appreciation of houses in April, we see that that's up 5.5%, which is terrific. It's down a little bit from March, but we anticipate that number staying the same or going up. So it's still a great time to buy, and you're still going to get good appreciation. The funny thing is that they came out with a 100-year bond, which is odd, and the rate on that bond was 0.88%. So I don't know why anyone would buy a bond for 100 years at 0.88% profit, but I thought that was interesting anyway.
0.88% for 100 years.
100
Oh,
years.
That's a deal. Sign me up for that. Not.
Exactly. But anyway, so we're in a good spot. Rates are low. People are buying. We do still need more inventory. New housing sales are up. So all points to go.
Yes. Super go. Woohoo go. Yeah. It's been amazing, hasn't it, Sandy, the amount of activity?
It really has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was also interesting, you know, to your point earlier, and I think we spoke about this, what was it, 3 weeks ago when we talked about the May numbers when they came out, or might have been 2 weeks ago, that we had 58.
That's right. I'm telling people when they're interested, I'm like, go pounce. Like, you have to be fast or you're going to miss out. And chances are you're going to be in a multiple offer situation.
Right. To support what I said earlier, Sandy, about the letter, you've seen tons of them from multiple lenders and across your career. The letter really does matter, doesn't it?
It makes a difference on how detailed it is and whether the listing agent and the seller can tell if the assets and income have been verified. Because if they haven't, you don't know if that's going to be a good deal or not. So oftentimes now, and how we win a lot of the deals is I call the listing agent and have a talk with them.
That's
and it
right.
makes a big difference. We won a few recently like that.
Right. And that's one thing that's different about Sandy is she calls, if I'm representing the buyer, she calls the listing agent and lets them know the strength of the buyer, reassures them of that opportunity. So thank you, Sandy, for your time today, and always good to talk with you. How do they get you at Summit Funding if they want to refi or use you to purchase?
They call my mobile, 704-577-0144.
Thanks, Sandy.
Thanks for allowing me to be on. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, great to see you. All right, well, we'll be back with more Your Real Estate Today. It is a wonderful Saturday. Glad you're with us here on News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, Your Real Estate Today. Hey, it's Paul Jamison. Glad you're with us and glad you're spending your Saturday with us. Thank you, thank you. And I need to start to record, which I wasn't doing. Now I am. Huh. Golly, TJ. I'm good. It's all right. Just the Zoom, they're going to get a big gap all of a sudden. They're going to go, I'm stopped to record again. Yeah, it's all right. Well, technology and me have never found union. Okay, so I got a couple of fun things I want to do with you today. We're going to talk two things in the final couple of segments. The first thing we're going to talk about is how to write real estate listing copy. How do you describe your house? How do you describe the house you're getting ready to sell and stay out of jail and not over-exaggerate and not do those things, but give clear, concise information about the house you're getting ready to sell? Okay? Now, I want to make you aware, if you're one of those folks that does not know what you're doing related to how to write listing copy, I want you to listen closely. There are some restrictions and warnings that I can give you, and I'll give you an example. Number one, if you cite your home as a great walkable neighborhood, not everybody can walk. You need to be careful what you say. The words matter. I say this all the time. You know, right now in the situation that we're in, and people have heard me say this before, and I'm going to keep saying it because I'm going to change the way you think about it. I will not social distance. I will not. I will physically distant, if you want to use the proper English. I will not social distance. I will not socially remove myself, distance myself from anybody or anything, period. And you won't make me. You will not divide me from the people I love and care about. I will, however, physically distance from you if that is what you choose or if I haven't showered. So, physically distancing, if you want to wear a mask, go for it. If I'm in a situation where I should wear a mask, I'm going to wear it. And, you know, what's coming down the pike, if we have to wear masks, whatever.
but I will not socially distance, so don't ask me to. I will physically distance, so just hear me. I got off track. That's my job. So, TJ's pointing at me, my producer in here today. He does a good job at that. So, let's go back to being on track about your copy and your listing. Be specific. And if you're, oh, by the way, if you're the one that sends me the email that says social means this thing and a definition from Wikipedia, you guys know what I'm talking about. So don't send it to me. Save it. I get it. Okay. All right. Be specific in your listing documentation. Be specific. Today's buyers know what they're looking for. So include as many details as you can about everything, like the following. New LG appliances installed 3 weeks ago in chef-style kitchen. Name out the name of the appliance. New Sylvan pool. I know Sylvan's a BT advertiser. New Sylvan pool added. Last gunite saltwater pool added. Be specific about what you talk about and what is in your listing. Don't be evasive, okay? Be very, very descriptive. Next, don't just, you know, tell a little bit of a story when you describe something. I'll tell you an example of one that I just did. Don't just say the house has a patio. Say it has a large patio perfect for entertaining guests at a summer cookout. Doesn't that sound better to you, TJ? Doesn't that sound better?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So one of the listings that I had that went into multiple offer, I wrote the following copy. And I'm not reading it from there, but I'm just paraphrasing. If you want to look it up, my listings, you can go see it. It says, fabulous screen porch for those nice evenings to have a cool glass of something while you listen to owls Barney and Betty serenade you under the moonlight. Now, there really are two owls that the sellers have named Barney and Betty, and one of the offers we got when they were there saw the owls in the backyard. Connect, connect, connect. Okay? Who doesn't think of themselves as a chef? Even a TV dinner was prepared by somebody or can be done elaborately. Heck, if it's cooked right, I'll eat it. But having a chef's kitchen with tons of storage and slide-out pot drawers for all of your fancy appliances and all of your big blenders, plenty of room. Bring your blender to this generous chef's kitchen. Okay? See what I mean? Words matter. Tell a story. Put someone where they can visualize themselves being in that home, in that yard, on that patio, hearing those owls. You know, I didn't have enough words, you know. You could play some games with owls, you know. Who are you sitting in my yard? You could do these kind of things, but that's my humor, and that wouldn't have probably translated well by the time it got to Zillow, okay? Think local, all right? Think local, think local. Include details about the town that it's in, proximity to attractions, nearby dining, okay? Talk about the ice cream parlor down the street, Talk about the ice cream parlor down the street. Nearby ice cream parlor is great for those warm Saturday evenings after a great meal grilled out on the back deck. You laugh. You guys think I'm creating some kind of flowery foo-foo. I'm just telling you. There's features, size of the home, school district if it's important to them, whatever those features are, size of lot, garage, no garage. And then there's benefits. Benefits are those emotional triggers that connect you to that house. That's where the dollars come from. If you can make that emotional connection to the right person, you're going to get those dollars, and that's what you're trying to get. All right? Do not use words like stunning, contemporary, or immaculate. Those words are overused and need to go bye-bye. All right? Next, do not use the words motivated seller. That will slow the sale down of your piece of property by 10%. Okay? All right, next. Use what works. Ask the former buyers, a.k.a. the sellers, what things about that house attracted them to it when they bought it. And what is it they love about that house? That makes a huge difference. For example, do I have time for my example? You know I don't. We're going to have to do it after the break. I'm going to give you an example of something we do. And I know there's lots of realtors out there listening. And quite frankly, you could do yourself a favor by doing this as well. It will help you. We're going to share the information with you about what sellers have said about their home, but also you got to understand who your buyer is and what's important to them. Language is the same, right? It's attracting and connecting emotionally. And I'm going to give you an example of what we do after the break. The show Your Real Estate Today, Paul Jamison here. Excited to be talking to you. Happy Saturday. Here we go. We'll be right back on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Welcome back, friends. The show, Your Real Estate Today. I'm Paul Jamison, your host. If you're just tuning in, the show, Your Real Estate Today, comes from me. I am a realtor in the Charlotte market. I own Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, and Jamison Property Investments. I have great guests that's come along, and you know we've been at it a long time, and we're working with folks about information that they want to hear and know about. I've got a business in Matthews, but I represent the whole Charlotte metro area and also in South Carolina. I have a team of realtors that work with me, and also we work with a lot of investors who buy real estate as a part of building wealth and a management company to help them manage those. At the break, I was sharing with you ways to write really good copy for your listing to make sure that it is attracted to those that are interested in buying. So again, just to recap, be very specific. Use name brands and don't be afraid of it, especially if they're good ones. Next, tell a story, and I told about the owl story. Think local, you know, share information about local features that are important. And then use what works was where we stopped, and I told you I was going to tell you one thing we do, and it works great. When you use what works, what I'm inferring, if you're just tuning on, is why did the seller buy the house in the first place? What attracted it to them? And then as buyers, the target buyers that you have, you can look at the density in the area and figure out if there are a lot of families, if it's move-up buyers, if it's young singles, if it's downsizers like me, and what's important to them, and make sure you incorporate that language. I'll tell you right now, one piece of language you better incorporate in your listing is, does it have a home office? Because I don't care what age you are, if you're working right now, home office is going to be a critical part of our future. No matter what industry, no matter what business. Maybe, you know, there might be some with exception. But you think about it and the value of the house. I sold a little ranch house over, and we had a spare room. It was off the master. We couldn't figure out what to do with it. We staged it as an office. Boom. Full price. Gone. I mean, and everybody loved that room. Every single comment was, wow, that's cool. There's an office. Not that you want your office in the bedroom. It was a separate room. That's probably a no-no, right? All right, so here's the example. What I want you to do is I want you to write down, if you're selling your home, 12 things of what you love about the home and what your favorite features are, or 12 things that if you were standing in front of the buyer and you could say 12 things, what would those 12 things be? Now, to defend the realtor community for a minute, a lot of times in this market, we have to move pretty quick. When a listing goes on the market, the realtor does not have a whole lot of time. So they gather the listings for the day. They've come on in the last minute. They're setting up their tour. They're out with their buyer. And they may not know or have time to research the things that they need to know in regards to that listing. So we want to help them. We want to give them information, like I said, if we were standing right in front of them, that we would want them to know. So I create a sheet that I leave. It is not a marketing piece about Paul Jamison. It is a marketing piece specifically for that house. Clarifying, agents out there, if you do this, don't market your other listings on this sheet. It is an information sheet about that home and 12 things that you would tell a buyer if you had the opportunity to stand in front of them. And they take it with them, and they can take it home. Like, for example, brand new pool liner just installed last week. Isn't that something good to know? How about neighborhood has fantastic 4th of July parade every year, and the kids play games and have contests, and the whole neighborhood gets together. Wow. How would you know that unless somebody told you? And that's a really cool thing. You know, bring your lawn chair. You know, create the picture. Make sure you tell them those dozen things that they would want to know. All right? You know, one of the things that I laugh about was one I did recently in the copy of a listing. I have a dear friend, and his name is Michael. And I sold their house in about 48 hours. We had 19 offers. Went well over asking price. And in the listing, I said, house is meticulously maintained. Seller is a type A personality. I got his permission to say that because he is. What does that say? That says that he took meticulous care of that home and cared and loved that home. And he did. So, again, words matter, right? And then the other thing is last, if it isn't working, change it. Isn't that the beautiful thing about a computer? You can jump up in there and there's a little button called edit. Go in there based on your feedback that you get from buyers about the house, things they loved, or things that they commented on which were like, that's not true. It doesn't have that. And fix it. So that you clarify those issues. And always make sure agents or on that represent either side, make sure that feedback is given. A lot of agents don't provide feedback. Go after them, hunt them down, and get it. Even if it's it didn't work for my buyers because it didn't have the right kind of layout. Okay, but at least it's something. And I ask, hey, was there anything about the home they loved? Anything they didn't like? And agents are very cooperative. It's a thing we do in working together. All right? One thing that I do, a couple of extraneous tips, is I use capital letters randomly. So if there are words I want to stand out on a page, I'll do all caps. So that if somebody's just glancing at the description, they're going to see those words. Next, I continually talk about the outside. The outdoors is the new living space. The new living space. And you really need to do that. All right? Okay, I'm going to spend our remaining time. I've only got a couple of minutes. I want to talk a little bit about property management tips. And I'm going to probably have to pick this back up next show, TJ. Is in today's environment, What do you say if you're managing a piece of rental property and your tenant comes to you and doesn't pay and they say, well, it's because of the COVID? All right. I asked them the following questions. And at Jameson Property Management in the month of May, out of the 400 homes that we manage, we had 7 lates. Okay. We asked this question, why are you late? Then we ask, are you on unemployment? Can you send me some documentation? What's your plan? Are you moving? Because they just, if you're just automatically late, we're going to say, look, they'll call and say, you know, we're business as usual. We're business as usual. Pay your rent. We explain the rules to them. If they are having an issue, that after the period is up, which it's up now, that rent is 100% due, all of it. If you miss 2 months, it's all due. If you don't pay, late fees will then be charged. Okay, unless the governor changes things. And it could happen again. And we look for the tenants that communicate with us and talk to us about what's going on. And next show, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you about addendums that we use when we write a lease. That's an amazing conversation to have. And I'll give you a little hint. One of them has to do with spices. Isn't that interesting? You can always call us at 846-DONE, 846-3663, or on the web at myjamesonhomes.com. If you need us, we are here. Buyer, seller, investor, or you've got some rental properties you need help managing, we'd love to work with you. Jameson Realty, Jameson Property Management, Jameson Property Investments, 846-DONE, 846-3663. Call us, email us. Thank you for the blessing of sharing time with you today. God bless. Have a great week. Stay safe and stay happy. We'll talk to you next week.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor.
We're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.